as a woman, what do you need to challenge? Let's look at life generally. How is life with you? Have you made mistakes? Don't live with the pain forever. Don't die in the place of mistake. Forgive yourself and rise up. Remember, the Bible says, a living dog is better than a dead lion. And as long as you are alive, there is hope for you. So move away from the place of mistake. Rise up. Rise up. What you need to be able to succeed is inside of you. So challenge those mistakes and move on in life. What again do we need to challenge? Work. How are you developing yourself to be continuously relevant? Are you in business? Are you in career? Do you need to upskill yourself? Go ahead and get it done. If you are not happy with your job, brush up your CV. If you are not happy with your business, ask what others are doing that you are not doing. Develop your competency. Look at how you can add value. Human beings will always go and look for people that will add value to them. I used to work in a technology company. Three friends just sat down 16 years ago and were looking for how to add value. And these three young graduates, after working for only 3-4 years of their lives, they came together, they went abroad and saw how banks, you can withdraw money. If you have money in First Bank, you can withdraw it from GT Bank. And they came to deploy that in Nigeria. And they made interactions with various banks possible. Today, InterSwitch is thriving because they just looked for value and they are still adding value. As I speak with you today, this company is no longer in only Nigeria, is in Uganda, is in Kenya. When I was working with them a few years ago, they bought a company in Kenya with about 100 staff. They've moved, they have investors from UK, from US, from everywhere in the world. So you just brush up yourself. You have what it takes. And if you are doing business, what business are you doing? What's your competition doing? How can you leverage on that? What do you need to know more? Do you have passion for the business you are doing? You need to be passionate and you need to develop your skills in business, and that will stand you out any day, anytime. So what else do we need to challenge? You need to challenge yourself. Who are you? A lot of us just go through life without understanding ourselves. Have you discovered yourself? What are your values in life? What are your likes? What are your dislikes? Where are you going? How will you get there? Who are you walking with on the road of life? Are they helping you or are they hindering you? Who do you need to drop? Remember, you are wonderfully made. Accept yourself. Accept your life. Accept the face you are in. Accept the shape of your body. Your body is just a small aspect of your life. Wear your uniqueness. Love yourself. Understand yourself. Challenge those negative aspects of your life. It is critical. If you need to challenge it and move on. Again, I'll talk about our health. How are you taking care of yourself? We all need good health to be able to fulfill destiny. Don't get engrossed helping other people and forget yourself. Do you do your annual comprehensive health check? It's good to pray, but you need to understand your health. What do you need to do? What do you need to reduce? What do you need to increase? All this can actually help you. So challenge those negative things. Another thing I'll talk about is habits. What are the habits you need to drop today? What are the good ones you have? What are the bad ones you have? Especially the bad ones that will not help you to fulfill your destiny. Do you like partying? Do you like investing in Ashwebi? That's not a good investment. Who are your friends? They will either help you or they will hinder you. It's better not to have friends than to have the ones that will hinder or mislead you on the journey of life. Bible says, bad companion ruin good manners. So document the habits that you need to drop, the ones that are not helping you. And I'll talk about finance. Finance is critical. The Bible says money is a defense. So how defended are you? God gave us wisdom and gave woman the ability to be prudent. How prudent are you? Do you eat with all your 10 fingers? How do you plan for tomorrow? Recently, so many women have lost their husbands without working. There's nothing like full-time housewife. Even if your husband said you should not work, you can do online sales. I cannot remember the last time I went to market. I look for products on Instagram and they are safely delivered, either in the office or at home. You can be working without leaving your house and you'll be receiving alerts. You don't have to do office work, you can do business. If you don't have money, it will not only affect you negatively, but it will affect your children. They are connected to you and you have brought them to life. So your destiny is actually tied to their own. We all need to be wise as women when it comes to finance. What legacy are you showing the children on finance management? You have been empowered to help the next generation. Woman, rise up. Thank you.